This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville. Independence County juvenile authorities are on the lookout today for a juvenile male who escaped from transport officers Thursday afternoon around 2 o'clock. The 17-year-old was waiting in line to get into a transport van at the Independence County Courthouse after he had made an appearance in juvenile court. Detention Supervisor Peggy Kendricks said the escapee bolted from the waiting line and got into a golden-color Pontiac van with a male driver and a female juvenile passenger, which then left the scene. Kendrick said the escapee was dressed in an orange jumpsuit, was handcuffed, and wearing leg irons. Officers searched the Deshaies area near Hulsey Street for the escapee and his accomplices, but didn't find them. Sheriff Steve Jeffrey said the juvenile male was in custody in association with several recent burglaries and thefts in the Deshaies area. The driver of the escape van, 24-year-old Robert David Wright of Hall Drive, Batesville, later turned himself into authorities about 2 hours after the escape. He is now in jail as a third-degree escape accomplice. The juvenile male escapee and his teenage girlfriend are still on the lam. A Drasco, Arkansas man is in the Independence County Jail on 2 felony drug charges and 3 other misdemeanors. Court documents say 25-year-old Patrick Wade Sharp was arrested after a traffic stop on Camp Dakota Road. Trooper Jeremy Page was working traffic there earlier this week due to a high number of complaints from citizens regarding high-speed traffic and local thefts. Page said Sharp's vehicle was displaying a license plate that did not match the vehicle he was driving. The trooper also said Sharp's vehicle was uninsured and his driver's license suspended. During a search of Sharp and the vehicle, Trooper Page found amounts of marijuana and meth and a loaded handgun. Sharp's bond has been set at $50,000. A Cabot, Arkansas woman has won $1 million on a $20 scratch-off ticket in the Arkansas Scholarship Lottery. Officials say Ruth Simcox claimed her prize Thursday. Simcox purchased the winning ticket at Exxon Travel Plaza on Arkansas Highway 5 on Wednesday. About 25% in federal taxes and 7% in state taxes were deducted. The veteran Arkansas Children's Hospital nurse took home $680,000. She told lottery officials she had consulted with a financial advisor about how to handle her winnings. Simcox is a 12th person to win $1 million in the Arkansas lottery since the first ticket was sold in September of 2009. A North St. Louis Street Independence County man told authorities this week his residence was burglarized while he was in Missouri. 34-year-old Jeremy Allen Webb said his residence was entered sometime between December 29th and Thursday, a period of time when he was in jail in Missouri. Webb said when he returned home Thursday, he discovered someone had stolen a 32-inch plasma TV, a Blu-ray DVD player, and several DVDs. The stolen property was valued at over $700. This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.